Hello and greetings from London. Greetings from the East End of London, in particular greetings from Kingsland High Street. I'm walking up a wet Kingsland High Street, my old stomping ground you could say, because I used to live no more than about a few hundred yards from here in the past, back in the 1980s. And it's just amazing to be back in the city of London. It's not been an easy journey from Gatwick. I found the entire transport system difficult to figure out. I ended up going, instead of London Bridge, going into Victoria, then having to negotiate my way out from behind the barriers because I had paid a different fare, and an incident happened in front of me that delayed me and upset the woman who was behind the counter. And I then had to go down into the underground and come back up out of the underground to find a place to buy a ticket. And the ticket machine then wouldn't take my coins, or I had to put them through three times in order to get them all to go in. And that was only a little bit of what was very difficult. And the thing I found most interesting was the way I found myself feeling unsafe. I began to feel nervous. And I'm somebody who lived in London for many years and never felt nervous at all. I lived in London, in fact, during some of the IRA bombings, and as an Irish person, never felt any way unsafe walking around the streets. But this was a strange experience of realizing that the reason I was feeling unsafe was that I didn't really understand anything, and that made me feel very vulnerable. And because nothing has really changed about London, it's fantastically diverse. Got loads of people, there's loads of energy, people are moving quicker than I'm used to in Cork. And I suppose what I've noticed most of all is how I've unlearned my confidence, and I'm now kind of a bit nervous about, oh God, how does this work, which way do I go, am I going to get lost, and all that. And that distracts me from being able to enjoy all the sights, and the particularly the people sights, because it truly is such a different place from Ireland. In Ireland, everybody more or less looks the same. Now, that'll probably seem a crazy thing to some people to hear. But to somebody who is walking the East End of London and sees people from all over the world dressed in all sorts of ways and looking with all sorts of skin tone colours and fashion and all that, it's just such a wildly different place from Cork. So I suppose that this boo is really just to kind of register that and to share it. I'll get used to London after a day, and then I'll have to leave, so I'll have to relearn it again when I come back. And the main advice I give myself is that give yourself loads of time to do things when you get. Don't arrive in London in a hurry and in a rush, because it'll take you a lot longer to figure out how things work than you realised, and then that'll just add to your to the pressure that you feel on you. Anyway, there we are, a very muggy, mucky and fairly horrid weather in East End of London. Paul O'Mahony, saying cheerio for now, bye-bye. Now, hello, I'm actually in the Arcola Theatre after the show, and I'm just sitting here with my son Benjamin O'Mahony, who played Ibsen, and I'm just going to let you eavesdrop on some of the conversation that's going on.
He's basically a self-made millionaire. He fled from Lebanon during, I think, the Civil War. And he came to this country with very, very little. And he has since made millions himself.
This is the guy we were just talking to. The actual writer-director.
And he's... And obviously he's a very, very interesting, very exciting director who works kind of in a way that very few English directors are working. It's very physically prescriptive. So for the first 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks of rehearsal.
Physically prescriptive?
Yeah, I mean, there was no text for 2 or 3 weeks. It's a physical language, it's the absolute articulation. Now, I've been given freedom within that form because I'm the only semi-naturalistic character in the piece. But the rest of the characters have been coming up with physical character gestures, and they're really... They're very prescriptive. The whole thing's obviously to music, so it's two steps, this, wait three beats, finger up, finger down. Like, it's incredibly prescriptive in a way that British theatre just isn't. And
British theatre isn't like that.
British theatre isn't anything like that.
Really? Because, as a matter of fact, I thought that the whole style of the play was, well, familiar to me.
I think it's Germanic. I think it's the
but
German
familiar from Germany.
Yep.
German right.
Expressionism of the 1930s, particularly Tadieu Cantor, 1960s French artist and dramatist.
As I say, I don't know the theoretical side of it. But from what I know, this, for example, you had this scene sitting at this sort of table, and the two or three outer like on the outer sides, they were having like this rhythm with the music. And that is something that I have seen a lot in German theatre, for example.
Absolutely. It's not something in... I mean, that's almost, for me, taken out of a Brecht Kurt Weill opera.
But you don't have it here that much.
No, not at all.
Tell me, how did this...
We never really got... During the 1930s, the English were writing Comedy of Manners still, and continuing to write some interesting Comedy of Manners with Noel Coward. It's a Comedy of Relationships. And Germany were beginning to write...
Okay, but today...
Yeah. Still, I mean, Berghoff does the closest thing to it, really, of the British version in the 70s, which now... I mean, it's become almost a cliché in some ways in British theatre, this type of theatre, but it's very... Rarely.
Okay, there you have it. That's a small snippet of the conversation around the table. I'm here with the man from Berlin and my son Ben from London. And anyway, the play, The Emperor's Self, was amazing. I'll tell you more about it another occasion, or I'll write something about it. But meanwhile, anyway, it's Paolo Mani having a beer in the bar afterwards in Hackney in the Arcola Theatre. Saying cheerio for now. Bye bye. Hello, ending the story now.